Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tony, stay on hold. I'll let you know in a minute. I got Reese Hoskins on the line, and I want to mention now that on Sunday, April 28th, Reese Hoskins' home run tracker bobblehead will be given away to the first 2,000 kids at the Reading Phils game. Get your tickets. This is a great opportunity. I got to be honest, Al. It's a really nice bobble.
Yes, it is.
Somebody just won a pen, right?
Won a pen. Yes, he did.
On the line with us is Reese Hoskins. Hi, Reese.
Hi, Angelo. How are you?
Great. Reese, let's start with we were just talking to the manager, Gabe Kapler. He said you're a game-time decision. How's your ankle feel?
Yeah, it's much better today.
It is good?
Yes, it is. Much better today. Still a little bit of swelling, a little coloring. But, you know, I stayed a little extra, couple extra hours last night. The training staff, they did obviously a tremendous job last night. And I'll go through my treatment this morning. Assuming the way it'll feel the same way that it felt yesterday, I should be good to go today. But we'll have to see how it shakes out during all the tests.
You know, I'm really curious. You're always right in the middle of these big rallies. What was it like to watch a 10-run inning and not be a part of it?
Well, I wanted to grab a bat, but it was fun to watch. You know, especially I think for guys like for JT and for Scott, especially, you know, watching those guys get multiple big hits last night, just kind of kept the line moving. I think that's kind of really what we've done most of the year as a team, and it was great to do it, and especially you know, against a division opponent in the Mets.
Hey, Reese, I was just going to ask you, the fact that it's the Mets makes it sweeter, doesn't it?
Of course.
All right, you mentioned Scott Kingery. We know you have a great friendship with him that goes all the way back to the minor leagues. Reese, all of a sudden, he has caught fire. He's playing great baseball. Could you take us inside his transition here and how he overcame a tough first year?
Yeah, you know, I think last year, obviously, there was a ton of firsts for him, right? He was learning how to be a big leaguer. He was learning a new position at the big league level, learning how to hit, learning what comes with being a big leaguer off the field, learning all the travel. So he just, you know, and then on top of that, he's been put in a position where he's not playing every day to start, so it's hard to get a rhythm. So I think, you know, experience is kind of the first thing that I think that he has under his belt now, right? He's been through a bad storm and knows that he can come out on the other side, you know, just fine. And that's huge as a baseball player to have the confidence that, you know, you can go through a bad stretch and then see some success on the other side of that. I think that confidence has been a big thing. And I think he's playing with a ton of confidence right now. I think that's quite obvious.
I'm getting the sense, too, that you talked to him during the process and helped him get through it.
Oh, of course. You know, we've established a relationship that goes back to our days in the minor leagues. And, you know, our lockers are right next to each other. So we're always talking, you know, not necessarily about what's going on in the field. You know, we always try to keep it light. I think that's good because this game's hard. And I think if we can, you know, keep it light and, you know, focus on having a little fun when we can, you know, good things happen on the field.
No, you guys look like you're having a very good time. And I noticed it seemed very fast how you bonded with Bryce Harper. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Obviously, you know, playing against him the last couple of years, we knew that he was a great competitor. Guy kind of plays with his hair on fire, plays hard every night. Bryce is just a really, really good dude. Obviously, he does what he does on the field. But off the field, he seamlessly transitioned to this clubhouse, you know, kind of put in the spotlight at a very, very young age. And I'm not sure a lot of guys would have handled that the way that he's handled that. He's just a pretty normal dude, you know, talks the same way that all the rest of us talk. laughs the same jokes that we all laugh at. And I think you've kind of seen that not only with myself, but with the rest of the team, that, you know, he's meshed really well into our clubhouse.
Reese, did you ever run through a sign at third base?
Did I ever run through a sign?
Yeah, he did last night. He scored the 10th run.
Yeah.
I was just asking Kapler, and he said, "It's as long as you're safe, it's fine."
Exactly, right? it's kind of like, as long as you're safe, right? I think he did it for me earlier in the year, too. And, I scored a run, got me an RBI, and I'm always thankful for that. So
that's awesome. Is it a different feel this year, Reese, from last year?
1,000%. I think you can see that.
Yeah.
We were young last year, right, with a couple of veterans sprinkled in. Didn't really know who we were as a group. Obviously got off to a great start and then, saw things crumble before us. But we were young. And I think, with the same guys that we have that were on that team last year, we're a year older. We're a year more experienced. And then obviously you add the guys that we added with Bryce and McCutchen and Segura and Robertson, guys that have had a very high level of success at this level, for multiple years in their career. I think that just instills a ton of confidence in the rest of this group, and I think that's what you're seeing on the field.
Reese, what's it been like going from first base to left field back to first base this year?
It's been great to be back in the dirt.
Yeah.
Obviously there's still a lot of work to be done, and I know that, and there always will be. But just being in the rhythm of the game is a lot more fun. It's a lot more comfortable for me. I like to be, on the infield where the action is. Obviously first base sees a ton of action. You touch the ball a lot. You get to communicate a lot more with your teammates. And I think that's something that I really enjoy doing.
All right. A seed got by you the other day, and you took immediate responsibility for it, which I think is perfect in this city. I thought it might even be a hit, Reese. Did you think that was a hit or an error on that play?
No, I got to make that play.
You got to make it.
Yeah, I got to make that play. No matter the situation.
Yeah.
Obviously, it stings a little bit more, in extra innings.
Right.
But that's a play that I've made before. It's a play that I will make in the future, and it's just what it is. Sometimes you don't get it, and that's what happens.
You know, there's been a debate this week about playing in Philadelphia because the fans hold you to a very high standard. How do you feel about it?
I would much rather it that way than the opposite, than a little bit of indifference. Obviously, we hold each other accountable and hold each other to a high standard. We hold ourselves to a high standard. But I think when you get that that contribution from the fan base, or they're also holding you to a higher standard than normal, I think it just kind of helps you excel, and it helps you, bring your energy level up, because you know that you have to bring it a little bit extra in the city. And that's in a long, long baseball season that we know that it is, that can be really helpful, in July and August when it starts to get hot and we're on game 120 and you maybe hit a little bit of a lull. Having the fan base that we have, passionate and holding you to a higher standard, makes it a lot easier to bring your energy level up and perform to your abilities.
Anyways, last season, a lot of the people in our town, we do a talk show, we heard a lot of them, were kind of not so sure about Gabe Kapler. This year, he's won over a lot of people. You supported him through the tough times a year ago. Can you tell us what it's like to play for Gabe?
Yeah, honestly, Angelo, it's the same as it was last year. Obviously, Gabe has a year of experience under his belt now that he didn't have at the start of last year. He too probably was learning a little bit on the fly, but with the group of the coaching staff that we have, he leaned on a lot of them throughout the year, and I think he has a year of experience with most of his players now. Right, we got a group of guys that were here last year that he knows and that we know him. And it's still great. He communicates like no other person I've ever been around.
Wow.
No one's ever surprised by anything. He prepares like nobody else and sets a great example for the rest of his guys on how to prepare. And I have, again, still nothing bad to say about Gabe, and I think most of us players have a great relationship with him.
You're very, very classy, Reese. One last thing. Hopefully, I need your honest answer here. Have you seen the bobblehead they're giving away in Reading of you?
I haven't seen it.
No.
I know there's a tracker, which I think is absolutely great. I think that's really, really cool.
Right.
Something that I haven't seen on a lot of bobbleheads, so I'll be anxious to see it.
Right. Well, I tell you, I got to be honest. I'm looking at Hollis. It looks good, doesn't it? It really looks like you. It's a very good. Most of these are not that good, Reese. I swear it's the same head.
I would agree with that.
Oh, and since Al just reminded me, Scott Kingery, your friend.
Yes.
What's going on with the hair?
Oh, that's great hair.
Really? Yeah.
You don't think so?
Well, he took his helmet off and it looked kind of like he had stuck his finger in an electric socket.
Like the heat miser.
Well, I think. Hat hair is the thing, right? Or helmet hair.
Helmet hair, yeah.
Reese, you're awesome. Everybody, get out. It's the 28th of April, 2:15 in Ready. Go right to the Ready website and get tickets for this. It is actually a great bobblehead for a terrific player and a great guy, Reese Hoskins. Reese, always an honor. Thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on this morning, Angela. Thanks.
Thank you, Reese. He's such a good guy.
What
a great guy he is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.